This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Swallow your pride, there's nowhere to hide. What would you decide when it's on the line? If it's do or die, would you compromise? Or would you stand through the storm and roll with the tide? Would you be the one to fight or the one to hide? You can never touch the sky if you don't try to fly. Rocky roads, but we stayed unshakable. Been through it all and we still unbreakable.
What is up, guys? Good morning and welcome to the Reborn Podcast. Today I am joined by Marissa Loren. Marissa, she's a tattooer. She's a fine arts, like, extraordinaire. Let me tell you, if you have not seen her artwork, whether it's on a canvas or on somebody's skin, you gotta go check her out. She is also a first form athlete, which is where I had the opportunity to meet her for the very first time. I believe it was at Summer Smash at the First Form HQ. She's also a model. She's a 2A advocate, and she is doing some amazing, amazing things. So check her out on her Instagram. She has two Instagrams you're going to want to check out. Marissa Loren, M-A-R-I-S-A dot L-A-R-E-N. And you can check out all of her fantastic artistic work at Marissa Loren Art. Marissa Loren Art. Marissa, welcome to Reborn. Oh, is that a cat?
It is a cat.
Oh my gosh, we have a cat on the show, everybody. Everybody, I want to welcome Marissa to the show. What's your cat's name?
Professor.
No way.
Yeah.
Your cat's name is Professor. That is so epic. Tell me about this is how I want to kick off the podcast, Marissa. I want to know, how did you get this cat and why is its name Professor?
He's honestly the best. I have so many people on my Instagram who constantly ask for him to have his own Instagram because he's essentially like a dog. Like, I've had him for 9 years, but like, He loves showers.
Yeah.
He's so obsessed with taking showers. Like, he gets showers like 2 to 3 times a day and he's just like obsessed with that.
So what does he do? Because usually cats don't like to be wet.
Yeah, no, he like is full in, like will get underneath the shower and like drenching wet, and then he like drinks it.
Wow.
Like, he loves it.
What do you think he was before his cat life? He had to have been a fish.
No, I think I always say that he was either a dog or if he was a human, he would be like a serial killer because he's so obsessed with me. I think he would wear my skin.
Oh, really? For sure. Oh my gosh. So, okay. So you travel a lot, like you're all over the place. And this is what I like absolutely love about who you are, your life. It's like Marissa is everywhere. You're everywhere, but you're nowhere at the same time. So I want to talk about, where are you from? Where were you born and raised?
So I'm originally from Colorado. I was born in Meeker, Colorado, which is a really small town in Western Colorado. Like, I always say, like, there's like maybe 700 people, but there's like, you know, 3,000 sheep. There's literally no one there. Yeah. And then I grew up in a town called Fruta, which is like just another small town. I grew up on a farm in Western Colorado. So
nice. Okay, those of you who do not know Marissa, if you're not following her, what's your Instagram?
Well, I have two. So I have like my personal, which is marissa.loren. And then I have Marissa Loren Art, which is my art page.
The art page. And this is what I want to really just kind of talk about a little bit. How did you are an incredible artist. Like, tattooing, your paintings are insane. Like, and And then I also want to talk about your nonprofit. So we have lots that I just really want to go over. So how did you get into the art?
I always make a joke where I'm like, people are like, when did you start drawing? And I'm like, when did you start drawing? And they're like, when I was a child. And I'm like, yeah, I just never stopped. Like, yeah. It's the same for everyone. Like, you start at the same time. You just like, some kids just don't stop. And that was kind of the case for me. I just always drew. And then you like kind of realize that you're pretty good at it. And then you enjoy that. And you kind of continue doing it. And I started taking fine art, like acrylic painting classes when I was 8, and like the age limit was 10. And they let me in. Yeah. And it was just like this little lady in my hometown, who did it part-time, and she's super sweet. And then I didn't really care that much about art through high school though. Like when I got to like public school and high school, I just like didn't really take it serious or care. And then when I graduated and my first year of college, I was like not sure what I wanted to do with my life in general. And I was 16. So I started like drawing a lot more, getting back into art. And I was like, well, maybe this is something I would want to pursue career-wise, but I just didn't want to be like a starving artist. Yeah. I'm like, art is a hard career field to go into. Unless you want to do like graphic design or something digital, because that was kind of like what was like popular and there's a lot of job market for that. And I was like, I just don't do well with computers. So that's not happening. Yeah. And then I knew I wanted to get tattooed. And I thought, well, maybe tattooing is something if I was good at, I could make a career out of.
Wait, had you had any tattoos at this point?
Uh-uh.
So you were like, I want to be a tattoo artist, but I don't have any tattoos, so I need to get a tattoo.
I'm such a, like, a weird kid. So I was younger than everyone in my grade. I skipped a grade and I was a year younger, but a lot of my friends were older anyways. Uh-huh. So when I was like 14, my friends who were like 16 or 17 were getting tattoos from some shop in town. And they would show me them, and most 14-year-old kids see any tattoo and they're like, dang, that's so sick.
Yeah.
Right. Give and in my head, me. I would look at them and I'm like, that is the ugliest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Uh-huh. And I was like, there's no way I would let him tattoo me, because they're like, he'll do it, he doesn't card. And I was like, it's ugly. I don't want that. And the one artist in town that I actually wanted to get tattooed by, because like I had wanted tattoos. I'm really glad I waited, because what I wanted when I was like 14, 15 was horrible.
Yeah.
But what he wouldn't it? Have ever.
What did you want?
I don't. I feel like there were so many things.
It just
like,
didn't make sense. Yeah. It just didn't make sense.
I'm like, oh, I want like stars or.
Right. Yeah.
Something stupid. the artist I knew I wanted to get tattooed from, he was like very strict, like he wasn't going to tattoo anyone underage. He was booked really far out. He was more expensive. So I was like, well, I'm just going to wait. So when I was like 19, that's when I was like, well, I'm going to get my first tattoo. I booked an appointment with him. I think he was like a year out at the time. So, when I was 18, I scheduled the appointment and he didn't. His name is Eric Campbell.
Okay.
And he's still in Colorado. He's amazing. So I got tattooed by him. And at that point I was like, well, maybe I'd be interested in doing this. So I asked him and like picked his brain, and he had zero desire to take on an apprentice. He was like, absolutely fucking not interested. And eventually I just like continued to wear him down.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, he's the only person I want to teach me. Like, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it the right way. I want to learn from someone who's really good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't just like, you know, scratch out of my garage or learn from someone who's horrible. So eventually I wore him down to the point where he was like, fine, leave me alone, show up on Monday.
Nice. And how was that being a shop apprentice? What were you in charge of? Just like cleaning?
I started there when I was like 19, 20. And I pretty much would just show up in the morning and clean everything and set up for him and draw all day. And there was like books that he had me read that were like about like tattoos history or like some artists that were really, really well known or like kind of like linchpins in the industry. And then for like a year, that's pretty much all I did, was just like come in every day, clean, watch him tattoo, ask questions for a whole year while still like working a part-time job. Or like a full-time job too. And then the next year I started like practice tattooing on people.
Wow. Do you remember the first person you tattooed? Was it a friend?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a friend. He already had a bunch of shitty tattoos. And so he was like, absolutely, you can tattoo. It's funny because I think about it. Like, I did this, like, little devil head. Like, it, like, cartoony devil head on the back of his arm. Uh-huh. And my mentor stood over me and literally was like, pull a line here, like use this color, like shade here. And like, so like that tattoo looked pretty decent for a first tattoo. I was like, I am amazing.
I'm a pro. Then,
I know. I was like, I'm so good at this.
Yeah.
And then every tattoo after that, cause he was like, all right, cool. You've done your first one. Like, here's what you can do and what you can't do. And like, good luck. And yeah. So I started doing tattoos and I'm like, oh, I'm fucking terrible. Like, they were so bad. And I think about that because I'm like, oh, yeah, no wonder I did so well. I had all this pressure and he was overlooking the whole process. And now mm-hmm. I'm like free for all. And they were just garbage.
But I don't believe it
knowing that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're terrible. Yeah, what? There's tattoos out there that I'm just like, oof.
Oh,
horrible. So bad.
But
people know, like, cause I'm like, hey, I'm doing free tattoos. So, cause I'm new. I don't know what I'm doing. And they're right. Like, yeah, it's cool. And I'm like, all right. Like, you're just aware. And they're like, you said free. Like, that's all they hear. They're like, free is great. Don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, maybe good.
So when, at what point did you realize that, like, you're like, I mean, not to toot your own horn, but it's like, I'm actually really, really good at this. Like, when were you starting to realize? Oh, stop it. But like, you know, but you've done so many like amazing things. And this is just your tattoo work. We haven't even talked about all of your paintings that you do that are so just emotional and inspiring. But like, at what point were you like, okay, I'm ready. Like, there has to be confidence, right? Like you have to, like at what point were you like, okay, I'm getting more confident in my work. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to push the envelope a little bit. Like, was there a time in your life that you just like pulled that hat down and just grinded?
Yeah, I don't actually think it has ever been confidence, like internal confidence. I do know like from an early age that I was getting like praise from people who were much better than me for like where I was at, right? They're like, wow, you're so new. But like you're, and I think that was just me working really hard. Like, I think it's a fear thing for me. Cause I've been like kind of doing everything on my, like I had a mentor, but even then, like it was pretty much like, you have to figure everything out on your own mm-hmm. and like how good you're going to be really just depends on how hard you want to work mm-hmm. and no one can do that for you. So I think it was like a fear thing. Like I want to be really good mm-hmm. and I don't know. I've never felt like I was just actually talented. Like I've met people where I see their work and I see how long they've been doing things or like how creative they are. And I'm like, oh, you're just like born talented. And I've never felt that way. I felt like I had to like work harder than everyone else. Yeah. I mean, there is like some talent, obviously, because some people just can't draw at all. But I think like there's a fear thing. Like if I don't push myself every day, I won't get better. Mm-hmm. And I'm not good enough because I just see so many people out. There's so many amazing artists out mm-hmm. there like tattooing and painting. And I'm like, there's always going to be someone better. And I'm like, well, I can continue to push my envelope. Yeah. And that's all. I think it's a fear thing. It's not a confidence thing. I've never been like, I'm the fucking best. I'm always just like, you're not good enough.
Right. You, keep working. Yeah. Grow. Yeah. And like,
So that's just how I feel. Like I still, to this day, like I know like I've gotten better. And so I guess there's like a confidence there. Like I'm aware of like what type of, like what I can put out and like the quality. But to me, I'm like, it's still not good enough.
Yeah. Just keep wanting to grind and keep getting better.
Yeah.
What are some of the artists that you really look up to or that inspire you, I guess? I'm sure changed as you have evolved, but yeah, do you have any that you like just love?
I mean, there's so many, like depending on like tattoo industry, I have like people I've looked up to. My friend Nico Hurtado, I'm like fortunate to have been friends with him for a long time. He's literally one of the best tattooers in the industry and like has been changing it since like forever. But I got tattooed from him even I think before I started like actually tattooing. And he's been like, he does like photo realistic portraits. Oh, yeah. tattoos. His work is amazing. I've always looked up to him as an artist and also like as a like a business person, because tattooers are kind of notorious for being like unprofessional and kind of like they go into the industry knowing like, oh, like you work for yourself and you can kind of do whatever you want. And he's always been like a very professional like business person, and he's always like pushing like his envelope for like what he can do in the industry. There's a bunch of different like artists, like their styles. So I like, I love like how they tattoo and like how creative they are. There's, I can't, like the list is seriously so long, and it's like so broad because there's so many different styles and like what people choose to do. So I feel like I could literally name 1,000 people.
Did you ever have a your own tattoo shop?
I currently do.
What is it in? Where are you at? In Colorado?
No, St. Louis right now.
You're in St. Louis. Oh, wait, I actually knew that.
Yeah, so the problem, I moved to St. Louis 2 years ago in September. And opened a private studio. It was my first one because I've always just worked in other people's shops. And I opened my first private studio. And in June this year, it was destroyed in a fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Dang. So what have you been doing now for, like, tattooing?
I just found a temporary space, to work out of. So that's where I've been since, August, September. Wow. So I'm in that until February, and then I'm moving to Phoenix in March.
Okay. What are you doing in Phoenix? Are you going to have,
I'm going to open another private studio. Okay. I just don't want to be in St. Louis anymore. Yeah. I feel like served its purpose. And I also feel like the universe was like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
The 2 years of me living here have been just like one thing and on top of another. And then the fire, I was like, oh, this is a door.
Yeah.
You're They're like, get the fuck this, out. You
the
have
universe
nothing.
Is telling me to leave.
That's literally. Cool.
So there's an artist in Arizona, Ed Schlum is his name. He has tattooed one of my sleeves that I have, a really great artist. He actually flew out to Virginia Beach. It was like an expo or whatever, but that's so cool. Like, what's the name of your studio? Do you have a name?
It's called Commonplace.
Commonplace?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah, me too.
So whenever you do, do you do like travel and tattooing? Didn't you travel a lot? You don't ever travel and do tattoos?
I mean, when I first started, I did a lot of conventions and I would travel and tattoo all the time, but I never took a vacation or time off. And now when I travel, I don't work at all. So I don't, and if I travel to tattoo, it's because someone is paying for my time. Like they would have to pay for like my flight, my stay, and then I have higher day rates.
Sure.
So like it has to really be worth my time for me to travel. And that would be like in specific instances. Like I have one client, he's like, he travels a lot. He's a musician. So when I tattoo him, he's like, hey, yeah, I'll pay like your rates and I'll fly and pay for your stay and everything. Right. So I'm like, that makes more sense to me. But other than that, like I don't travel and work.
Today's episode of Reborn is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. I will never forget whenever I had my first son, Trip. And I was living in a place at the time where I didn't have any family around. My mom flew out and helped me in the beginning. I was grateful and fortunate enough to have her help in the beginning once I, you know, brought my first newborn son home. And I remember after my mom left, I remember thinking like, wow, I'm all alone here. Like, you know, like how do you know what you're supposed to do, right? It's, you know, you all of a sudden have this child and a new parent, and there's a lot of questions that come up, and there can be some hard times and some hard adjustments as well. And this is why I want to talk to you about BetterHelp and what they offer. Now, I know a lot of times, and specifically speaking about new moms, but really at any point in our life, when we just feel really overwhelmed, BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient, it's secure, and it's accessible anywhere. And the best part is, guys, is it's 100% online. All right, guys, the holiday season is upon us. And I know that whether you're a new mom or, you know, it's been a rough year, it's been a rough couple years. Everybody truly deserves to feel their best, especially during the holidays. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. So BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service. They have matched millions of people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists and are 100% available online. All the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, more accessible, and it's more affordable, guys. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match yourself with a therapist. And guess what? If things aren't clicking, you can move to a new therapist at any time and start building the relationship with your therapist that you need. It really couldn't be any more simpler. So there's no waiting rooms. There's no traffic. There's no endless searching for the right therapist. Go ahead and reach out to them, guys, and get the help that you need, especially during the holiday season. So go visit BetterHelp. It's B-E-T-T-E-R, BetterHelp, HELP.com/reborn, R-E-B-O-R-N, and get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, BetterHelp, HELP.com/reborn. So I've always been curious, like, you know, the artist's hand, like, how is that like with tattooing? Like, are you ever worried about, because you're also extremely into fitness, which is why, you know, you're loved by so many. You like the best of both worlds, you know, you like tattoos and, you know, the iron, like, what's not to love about this chick? So like, are you ever worried about like injury when it comes to like fitness? Is that like, why, like, how did you get into fitness and how did you get with First Form?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I mean, I got really fat in my first year of college. Honestly, I was like an overachiever. I gained like 55 pounds my first 3 months there.
Oh, dang. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I mean, I played sports my whole life, but like when I graduated high school, I stopped being active, and my metabolism is terrible. It's never been good, but I just didn't realize it. So my first like year of college, I just like stopped working out, stopped playing sports, and just drank and ate everything.
Dude,
and
that's, I was like super unhealthy. That's like textbook. What's it? Freshman 15.
Freshman.
Freshman 50.
I was an. I'm just an overachiever. That's what I like to say. So after that, I was like, I want to like start being healthier, maybe like start lifting weights for the first time. So I started going to a gym, and I had someone who was offering to like kind of help me and teach me. And then I got like fell in love with it. And then I wanted to start bodybuilding. So 2013, 14, I was training for my first bodybuilding show. And that was right around the time that
bikini?
First form was. Yeah, bikini. Yeah, I was way. I wanted to do figure, but I was way too small. Like I was like 115 pounds at that point because I had lost all that weight and I was really lean.
And
I'm not
tall.
Like a very tall.
Yeah.
So I'm not tall.
Wait, how tall are you?
Like 5'3" and a half.
You're shorter than me. No way.
Yeah.
You must wear like heels around me or something. I always have like. It's just your presence. Honestly, if we could just pause, right? This is a really, really good example, guys. This is what I'm talking about. This is this girl's presence. The fact that she just told me that she's shorter than me, I swear every time I'm around her, she's like standing like she's like 6 feet tall with the confidence that she's like, I don't know if it's confidence or whatever.
My body is an illusion, like online, but in real life too. Like my legs are ridiculously long. Like I have friends who are like over 6 feet tall and our legs are the same length. Yeah. Yeah. So like my hips and my rib cage literally touch. Like well, yeah, I have okay. no torso. So I'm like, it's an illusion. I think I look tall, especially if I wear like shorts, because like my legs just don't stop. They just go all the way up.
Hey, that's not a bad thing. Okay. All right. So sorry. Keep going. You totally threw me off there. Okay. Sorry. Keep going. Sorry, everybody, for that interruption.
Cool. Everyone online thinks I'm tall too. I always make a joke that I'm like 6'8" because I think that's a ridiculous height. Then I've had people on Instagram who are like, are you really that tall? And I'm like, what the f-?
Come on, guys.
Like, that's a ridiculous height. But yeah, so First Form had started doing their very first athlete search in like 2014. And I had just tried their products for the first time. Like, I think I found them online and I was having to drink a lot of protein and I hated protein powders. I was buying them from like Walmart, which is like just garbage.
Yep.
And so I tried their products and I was like, dang, like this is really delicious. And then I kind of got into like the company and I was like, dang, I actually like what they stand for. Mm-hmm. Like, this seems cool. Like, they're not into just like just fitnessy people. And they're, yeah. and they were like, yeah. So, I applied for their first athlete search, and lost. And then they did like another round of like, hey, we're going to do 5 over the next 5 months. And, so I just like kept, I don't know, like, you know, putting out content using their products. And then I met Andy and all of them at an Olympia, like my first Olympia. I just went to like go check it out and I liked everyone. And then for some reason, they were like, chose me to be one of their athlete winners.
That is so cool. And that was back in like 2014, 2015?
2014. December 2014, I won their like... that athlete search of December.
Small was the company then?
So fucking small.
Was it? Is it crazy to like, see how big it's gotten?
Had like almost no athletes. Like this was like, they had like a couple that had been around like Carrie Hayes.
This is just my opinion, but I believe First Form has the most badass athletes in the industry. Ain't nobody holding a light to the type of athletes that represent First Form. All badasses. Like, I don't know. I mean, and I love it. I too, though, was drawn to the culture of just like the mission and everything with First Form and like, I mean, badass people like yourself. It's like, why not? Why wouldn't you like not want to run with those people, you know?
Hell yeah. That's how I felt too. Like I was seeing some of the people that were involved and like, it's grown so much since I've been a part. I mean, it's been like 8 years.
Yeah. Well, they're building. Are they in that other building yet? Because I haven't been out there since.
It's going up pretty quickly, but it's not done yet. So yeah,
that's cool. So it's a really cool company. So I want to talk about getting in. I want to talk about like the nonprofit. Okay, you're Native American. I'm Native American, and I'm embarrassed to whenever I talk to you because I don't know that much about. American heritage. Really? Because like I want to learn more. Are you what tribe are you or what are you?
I'm Lakota. Okay. My mom's mom was Lakota. And they're from the Dakota areas. And I didn't grow up being taught anything about like my culture. My dad's Hawaiian and then my mom is Native American, Irish, and English. Oh. But doesn't talk about it. And her mom didn't talk about it. And we just weren't cultured in like where we come from. And my upbringing was super weird to begin with. So recently, like over the last few years, I've just been like a little more interested on like the Native American side of me. And so that's when I just started like researching more and like looking at, sorry about my cat.
Professor, you quiet down, professor.
He's so demanding. I actually don't know a lot. Like I'm going to do one of those like DNA tests eventually. I just haven't done it yet. But I just wanted to be more like involved in that part of like where I come from. And then when I started doing that, that's when I kind of got involved with War Party movement. I really
war
liked
War Party. That's what it was. I think I called it War Paint. War Party.
Yeah, War Party movement. So the War Party movement came first, and Jeremiah, he's like one of my best friends now, but I met him and I found War Party, and they were mostly helping like Indigenous women, but also just women in general who have suffered like abuse or trafficking and needed help and like maybe rescued. And he was doing that. And I was like, well, this is like two things that are really important to me. Yeah. Like I'm part Native, but also because I have like a really traumatic like abuse past. So I was like, this is wonderful. And then after we did that, that's when War Party Ranch, which is our nonprofit, kind of came about, because he would do these rescues and see these women and be like, after rescuing them, they have nowhere to go. Like, what do they don't have? There's no plan. Like, you put them somewhere and then there's nothing implemented for the after to like keep them from maybe the like recidivism going back into that or being in another bad situation. So War Party Ranch, what we're going to do is we're going to set up courses for a certain amount of women, and it'll be like a 6 to 8 week course. And we're going to teach them skill sets for like the agriculture equestrian fields, so they can pretty much be cowboys, so that they have like the independence and a skill set to be self like reliant, because a lot of them don't have that. And that's when they fall back into those like abusive patterns. I know from experience, like independence and like having a skill set, being able to fend for yourself kind of prevents you from falling back into that, because you don't have to.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. That's amazing. And that's what you're going to be doing out there in Arizona as well.
So our nonprofit's based in Colorado, which is so funny, because, I mean, I didn't know them from being in Colorado, but Jeremiah lives in Colorado, in like Parker, and one of the other girls, her name is Micah. She's a fucking badass too. She's so good on a horse. It's crazy. She's punchy as hell. And they're both based out of Colorado. So that's where like our main, everything is going to be out of, but I'm going to be in Arizona. So I'm so much closer.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. That's just like, yeah, super easy.
Yeah, I just could never live in Colorado.
Maybe Professor can make some trips out there.
He does not travel well.
Oh, Professor.
But my dog will come, so that'll be
good. That'll be good. Well, so how can, I'm interested in learning more about that. I would really love if I can help or like learn more and get involved anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I've really, that's been like the one piece about, I kind of feel the same way, you know, like my heritage and my culture. I'm Choctaw, and I don't really know. I don't know like a whole lot. Like I only know like half of my family's story. I don't know the other half. So anyways, but I'm like really interested in just like the Native American and, you know, learning more. And I would love to learn more about like the nonprofit that you guys have. That's incredible. Where can people, if they want to like help out, like where, how are you guys taking, are you doing like just donations, or how can people get involved?
Yeah. So we have, warpartyranch.org. And there is a link for donations. There's also, like emails if you want to, like, if people aren't willing to donate just money, like we're also taking like, you know, tax saddle or time or whatever. So there's email links. So you can email, whoever. Usually it's Jeremiah. He's kind of the linchpin. He's like the founder of War Party movement and War Party Ranch. And you can talk to him, or you can just donate. There is donate links. And then War Party Movement is not a nonprofit. It is a for-profit company, but all the proceeds go into like helping recover and like helping some of those women. So who need help. That's like awesome. So and you can, there's merch on that site. So
cool. Very, very cool. Yeah. And I really just love like your, I've seen some of your pictures and like images that you've put up, you know, with the whole, like, it just, it's incredible. Like whatever you're doing, Marissa, just keep doing it.
Thank you.
Keep doing it.
I feel like every time I do stuff like that, it's always like a little more polarizing. People are weird on like both sides of the table. Like you get like Native American people, like if you didn't grow up on a reservation, or if you are, you don't look what they think Native Americans are supposed to look like they're kind of hateful. And then like people who are, then there's just people who really appreciate it, and from both sides who are Native and they appreciate create the awareness, or I don't know. I feel like I get like love and hate from both sides. It's like, oh, you're like so woke, but you're also like really people, American and patriotic. And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Why are people so sensitive? There's so many freaking Karens out there. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't like win for trying. Like, it's just...
It's great. I'm like, you don't have to just be, not, the world is not black and white. Like, yeah. I can like and support lots of different causes.
Yes.
Like, yeah. There's no party lines here. Like, right. I'm living like, in like down the middle in the gray.
Yeah. Well, everything that you're doing is impressive. It's incredibly inspiring. Just you as an artist. The oil paintings, what are you, is it oil? What are you painting?
Yeah. I'm doing oil.
Okay. So do you put those up for auction for people to buy and like proceeds go, or like, are these like your paintings that you sell?
Yeah, I've been selling. So I actually just started painting again in 2020 because there was a time period where I couldn't tattoo.
Burn down too there?
Yeah, that too. The last 2 years have been just a nightmare. Like, I literally had someone tell me, they were like, I think COVID happened because you decided to move. Because I lived in Las Vegas. Like, and the time frame is really crazy. Like, I lived in Las Vegas. I had decided to move to Missouri December 2019. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of when all the COVID stuff was happening. Yeah. We just didn't know. And then I set my move date for March 2020.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, oh, honestly, it may have been because of me. Again, like the universe was like, don't fucking move, you idiot. Yeah, and then I did it anyways. And then like a year and a half later, my business burned to the ground. But I did start painting again. So a positive came out of that.
So talk about your artwork really quick and how, like, what is that?
So I, right now what I'm doing is that I'm just like, I'm painting whatever I want. And when I finish that, I'll put them up for sale because I don't have like a ton of time to get a lot of paintings done, and they're very time consuming. So what I do is that, yeah, I'll finish them and like, I'll share them on Instagram and stuff. I'm going to get a website built soon. I just haven't done it yet because I haven't had a need yet. I'm about to have a need for one. So yeah, I just finish them and then I tell people that, you know, they're available, and I've sold them pretty much instantly doing it that way.
Yeah, your artwork is so incredible. One that just really caught my attention was this buffalo. Was it a buffalo that you did? Oh my gosh, girl, like dang, that was incredible. Like beautiful. Like you just can't stop watching. Everything that you're doing is just you touch it, it turns to gold, I think.
Oh, hey, thank you.
I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the Reborn podcast. You're getting a website. We can follow you on Instagram at marissa.loren.
Yep.
Are you a TikToker?
Nope.
Neither am I. I have one, but I freaking suck. So,
people keep telling me to. I just can't get behind it.
It's so much. So people can follow you on Instagram, on your art Instagram, your personal Instagram to find out more about you. And all the amazing things that you're doing. So hopefully I'll get to see you soon. I would love for you to come work on me. Yeah, I would love
would be awesome.
Yeah, I want to, I keep saying that I'm done with like tattooing, but man, it's just, you know, there's just something about it. So I think I'm getting ready for another one soon. I have some ideas brewing, so... All right. Well, you and Professor have a great afternoon and thank you for joining me on the Reborn podcast. And I will be seeing you soon, hopefully at a First Form event.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. This was so great.
Absolutely. Bye, girl. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Reborn podcast today with Ashley Horner. Make sure you follow, leave me a review on the Apple Podcasts. Follow me on the Instagram at Reborn Pod. Tell your friends, your dogs about the show. And thank you once again for listening to the Reborn Podcast from Ironclad. I will see you guys next week. Peace.
Swallow your pride. There's nowhere to hide. What would you decide when it's on the line? Or just do or die?
Would you compromise or would you stand through the storm and roll with the tide? Would you be the one to fight or the one to hide? You can never touch the sky, don't try to fly. Rocky roads, but we stayed unshakable. Been through it all and we still unbreakable.